Connecticut and Massachusetts are playing a high-stakes game with each other, trying to lure gamblers back and forth across the border. As Craig Lamult of member station WGBH reports, the winner gets a pile of gambling revenue that goes into the state budget.
Michael Mathis climbs the stairs and opens a door onto the roof of a building.
We are in downtown Springfield, standing on the roof of 101 State Building, looking out on our construction site.
He says that site will be one of the largest private developments in Western Massachusetts history. Mathis is president and CEO of MGM Springfield, a planned resort casino here on 14 acres. And the first building to go up will be a garage for all the cars headed here.
Right off of the 91 highway, which delivers about 100,000 cars past our site every day.
Many of those cars and the potential customers in them will be coming up 91 from Connecticut. Until now, the closest casinos were that state's two tribal ones, Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods, less than an hour from Hartford. MGM and the state of Massachusetts want those Connecticut gamblers to come up here and to prevent Massachusetts gamers from leaving the state. Now, the Connecticut casinos are fighting back.
An independent study shows Connecticut will lose more than 9,000 jobs and $100 million a year in state revenue that goes to hold down property taxes.
This is an ad supporting a plan to keep Connecticut gamblers from heading north.
But we can save half the jobs and revenue by letting the Mashantucket and Mohegan tribes build a new casino at their own expense.
State legislation allows the tribes operating the two competing casinos in Connecticut to team up to build a new casino in the Hartford area. MGM and another Connecticut tribe are actually each suing the state over that special arrangement. Basically, casinos mean big bucks for state budgets, and they're all trying to get in on it or stay on top.
My advice for states is the same as the advice that I give to individuals who gamble at casinos.
Patrick Kelly researches casinos at Providence College.
There are no sure things at casinos. Don't count on the casinos as a reliable source of state revenues. And the states that really become dependent on casino revenues do so at their peril.
He says that unreliability has already been seen in Connecticut,
which in 2007 received over $430 million from its casinos. 8 years later, in 2015, that figure has fallen to $267 million. Now, some of that is due to the recession, but other parts of that are due to increased competition from neighboring states.
States like Rhode Island, New York, and now Massachusetts.
Some would say that we've lost jobs because gaming is a declining industry, when in fact, the reason we've lost jobs over the past two decades is because we failed to respond to competition.
Kevin Brown is the chairman of the Mohegan Tribe, which operates the Foxwoods Casino. He says that's exactly why this time they need to respond.
You know, there's a lot of competition, cross-border competition, state against state. Every state is looking out for its vested interests.
And it's happening all over the country. Is this an arms race?
Of course, it's an arms race.
Richard McGowan is a Roman Catholic priest and a business professor at Boston College who's written a number of books about casinos.
1964, you had one state with casino gambling and one state with a lottery. 50 years later, you have 43 states with lotteries, and 38 states have some form of casino gambling in it.
On top of the Springfield Casino and another one planned near Boston, there could wind up being three casinos within 40 miles of each other near the Massachusetts-Rhode Island border. And there's a campaign to build a casino in southern Maine.
There'll be some casinos that are just not going to make it, and they'll be closed.
And with them will go some of the money states are counting on to fill budget holes. For WSHU News, I'm Craig Lamolt.